Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
I think
I can understand that assessment for sure. It's just that those, once you do the glow up, I guess, you just do not go to water parks after that, I guess, is what's going on in America.
Well, and there was a lot more opportunities back when you were growing up in the 90s to actually move a little. Nowadays, all chicks do, young people in general, is they just don't move as much. They're willing to sit around a hell of a lot more. And they're a bunch of lazy fucks.
That's true. We're just on our phones. That's 100% true. That was like my big finding of my past week or two. I was just like, dude, what the fuck's going on out there, dude? You know?
That's a very interesting observation. I'm glad you brought it up. Chris wants to know, what is your huge prediction on our Lions this year?
Oh, fuck, Eric Zane. You know, this is another thing I was going to fucking talk to you about. So this is very crucial stuff, okay? And you would have to, like, go back. And you have, like, millions of episodes every day, so I don't know how the fuck you would ever look this up. But I cross-referenced this with some Tibian show footage because I've been watching a lot of it this summer.
Yeah.
And here's what the fuck happened, Eric Zane. Not this past year, but the year before that, which would be the year after the Lions were, like, really fucking shitty, but then they were, like, 3-13 or whatever.
Right.
That next year, you asked me that same question. You were like, what's your prediction for the Lions? And I said 9-8. And I didn't even think about that, but they fucking went 9-8
right.
That year. And I found that on the Tibian show.
Wow.
Because I would have said the same shit. Then last year, I said, I was like, you know what? My gut tells me they're going to go 13-4, but like they'll probably lose one in there, so they'll probably go 12-5. And they fucking went 12-5.
Holy shit.
So, I know. And I was like listening to this on the chat. I was like, holy fuck, dude. Like I kind of nailed these. And I guess I don't know if I said that on your show too, but I'm assuming I did. I feel like I wouldn't just say different records.
Right.
So I might be fucking good at this. So what my brain tells me this year, Eric Zane, I think we're going 14-3, baby.
That's awesome. But
yeah, I think it's going to be wild.
How about the playoffs? Because I picked him to win the Super Bowl.
Dude, it's so fucking tricky in the playoffs, dude. But we gotta go to the Super Bowl, dude. There's no fucking way.
Yeah,
dude.
But you're not saying that. You're saying we have to. Are they going to win the Super Bowl or no?
Yeah. But I think for some reason, and I don't remember, I don't think it was you who asked me, but somebody else, I was like, I just feel like it's like a Lions-Bengals type year. You know what I mean?
All right. I got you down. I'll try to remember that.
For Lions-Bengals, and I think we're going to win 34-23 in the Super Bowl.
All right. Ryan writes, Kyle has reached the certain age where he shouldn't be looking at quote-unquote young women anymore anyway. He's crossing into the gross realm.
No, totally. So here's what I'm saying. I was not, like, scoping for women, right?
You were noticing.
No. I was just, like, walking around and, like, using my eyes to navigate the area so I didn't trip on shit. And as I was doing that, I just happened to see just like a bunch just a bunch of ugly people, I guess.
So you weren't like, oh man, let's go see some hot kids.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, like when it comes to the kids, like I don't even fucking notice them unless they're fucking yelling. And then I'm like, get that fucking kid out of my face. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, it's just like, I wasn't out there like, yeah, let's see if we can fucking see some boobs, baby. You know what I mean? Like, I was just out there just walking around, dude, you know?
You are what, 38?
35.
Sorry, 35. Yeah, you know, I think if a chick is 28, you can say she's cute. But if she's under that, you're kind of starting to look like a pedophile.
No, you know what? Actually, the funny thing is, like, how am I? This is definitely probably related to a little Asperger-y type stuff going on, like a little spectrum type stuff going on. I'm like the type of guy, like, and it drives like my wife crazy, and all women I've ever dated, it drives them crazy too. I don't understand it, but how my brain works is like, if I'm with somebody, and I'm married, so that means I'm with somebody. Like, I just like my brain can just shuts out. Like I should be like, who do you like my like Blue would be like, who do you think's a hot celebrity? Like, who would you like? Who do you love? And I'm like nobody. Like, I don't give a fuck about them. Right. And like, come on, you have to pick one. And I'm like, no. Like, they're just not attractive to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm married to you, so like, I'm not like,
oh, yeah,
fantasizing about like some celebrity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and even like just like regular people. Like, if you just saw me out in public and like some smoking hot chick came up to me and was like trying to flirt with me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here. You know, you can even fuck them up by saying, I'm only interested in myself. I want to fuck me.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good little line ski.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all I got for you. Is there anything else you want to wrap up with?
I got to ask you one question, and the question I got to ask you is only related to, like, I don't know when this news story came out, so maybe you've already heard about it or talked about it, but did you hear about this fucking, this mayor in Georgia that, have you heard about this?
I don't know. Give me a little more like details.
Okay, so yeah, and I don't have like a lot of details because you know me. But essentially, what happened was he was like a mayor, I'm pretty sure, of like a city, and he fucking went to like where like the prison crew was working, like cleaning up the side of the road or whatever, and he fucking like left them booze. Fucking like in the ditch so they could fucking like booze while doing the work. And so he got busted, dude. I think he went to jail or something like that. I just didn't know if you talked about it yet, but I'm like, how fucking badass is that, dude?
Yeah, this is it. I'm looking right at it. Georgia mayor arrested on felony charges after storing alcohol in a ditch for inmates. Thompson mayor Benjamin Carey Cranford faces charges of furnishing prohibited items to inmate. And I wonder why he did that. Is he just trying to be the cool mayor or something like that? Or
I know, dude. I just gotta the article that I saw was like not very long or expansive, so I didn't get like too much information, but I'm like, I gotta know the backstory. You know what I mean? Like, what like propels you to go like, you know what, I think I'm gonna go break the fucking law, dude, and get some fucking prison inmates drunk today. Like I don't know like what you would have to do to end up in that situation.
Right. Yeah, I'm just kind of glossing over it as you talk. Yeah, I can imagine that people be pissed off, but I mean, what the hell? Who gives a shit? Fuck it, let them drink.
I know. I liked it because it just reminded me of like it. That just seems like it would happen in an '80s movie, like maybe like Smokey and the Bandit or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like just some shit. Like, be like, you know what? Like, let's just go. Like a Southern draw type guy. Like, I need some booze. You know, like there's some shit. You know, it just cracks me up.
All right. Hey, I'm gonna kick you to the side of the road. I appreciate you as always.
Yeah, kick me into the ditch. I'll be drinking booze down there.
All right, get out of here.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too. Deuces. There you go. That's Kyle from a company who used to market themselves on the show. Ryan writes, this phone mic setup looks uncomfortable as hell. Big Fraud News Network may come back from the grave for this. Well, we would love that. That would be fantastic. Mason Blue is shocked that he went with the Lions taking on the Bengals. Maybe Joe Burrow. The Lions and the Browns. Yeah, I can't get behind the Browns. Come on. Ryan also writes, 34 and under is kid territory to me. Yeah, I don't even like to think about that. I just want to,
Pooh Bear and I just want to ride off into the sunset. Jeremy writes, quote, all moms are fat. Guy who used to market on this podcast. According to, now that, yes, that was him, not me. I didn't say that. All right. I'm going to kick everybody out who's watching on Facebook and YouTube. Follow me on Twitch if you want to see the entire show. Thanks to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They provide the sponsorship for Twitch and Facebook. They are awesome. Thank you also to Blue Frost IT. Good group over there. That is the tech support for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you to them. Again, apologies about blowing out your ears. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here, frankly. I have no clue whatsoever. Irvine's is at ervines.com, ervines.com. You can also call them 616-532-6600. Servicing all makes and models of cars, EVs, and hybrids. Ford is redoing their hybrid lineup. They're lowering the price of their hybrids. They're actually making less expensive vehicles. And it's like, that's what you should have started with. You can't start with super expensive EVs if you want to get America on board with this. Okay? You can't have super expensive. You can't have where... the range of the vehicle is so dramatically compromised when something as simple as towing something small behind the vehicle takes place. I just don't think this is going to last. And I had said the way to go is hybrid technology. Ford is actually reinvesting in hybrid technology more so than they were before after their big announcement yesterday. So that might be a changing landscape for our friends at Irvine's. Call them at 616-532-6600. The insurance person of choice, Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Buyinsurancehere.com. If you need information on a life insurance policy, and if you don't have a life insurance policy in place, what are you waiting for? The last thing you want is the rest of your family in the lurch because of an untimely passing, and you were not prepared. Get a life insurance policy. Would you please just humor me and reach out to Frank and get some information about a life insurance policy? Can we at least have you do that? Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Buyinsurancehere.com for a life insurance policy. Frank's, he charges you nothing. He is a free service. He gets paid by the insurance company and insurance companies. And you can utilize him from no matter where you are in the United States. How about that? Absolutely awesome. Buyinsurancehere.com. All right. Some comments. Megan says hybrids are legit. Ryan says, I agree. Megan says, I also agree that EVs aren't going anywhere, but for the vast majority of drivers, hybrids are number one. Jeremy, hybrids are the real answer for environmental concerns, at least until we upgrade our power grid and battery technology. Yeah, with hybrids, you're not faced with the expense and the environmental concerns of battery replacement. Not to mention all of what it takes to make a hybrid. The effects on the planet to actually create it, utilize the appropriate materials to make the batteries. It's not easy. Wouldn't it be easier just to put some gas into the car and let the motor and the braking system charge the hybrid batteries, which assist the gasoline motor and give you upwards of 50 plus miles per hour? The 2015 that we have in the Zane household fleet still gets north of 50 miles per gallon. Bob says, nah, I want my V8 Silverado, and if I want to save on gas, I'll drive my four-cylinder S10. Absolutely. I say leave it just the way it is. I say
I want 350 Silverado motor at my disposal if I choose. And then, like you said, a four-cylinder or hybrid technology. Basically, where we were! And adding hybrid technology, which is something that's been a thing for a long, long time. This was a pipe dream. In my opinion, the White House kind of forced this issue, and the car companies kowtowed to them. And now, at the end of the day, what's going to happen is all of these segments of the auto industry that are specializing in EVs, they're going to end up laying a bunch of people off over time when they realize that, hey, we can't do this anymore. This is just not happening. Ryan says, what are your thoughts on all these people getting solar panels on the house? There's an even better technology right now, that there's shingles that you can buy, that each shingle is a solar panel. Like for this new roof that I'm putting on my house from Mr. Roof or Dr. Roof or Roof Doctor, whatever the fuck he is, you can. They're rolling out solar paneled shingles, and they're quite pricey. But I think if it can absorb your energy costs, yeah, why not? I think it's great. Let's see. Megan says, Ford is pretty good. Obviously, there aren't as many, and they are newer, so we haven't seen the longevity of them, but they seem pretty solid. I'm not sure if you're talking about the EVs or the hybrids. Yeah, I am less about the environment, more about the practicality. And if in the practicality of the piece of equipment, there are environmental benefits to it, then that is icing on the cake. That's why I like hybrids so much. I'd be lying if I said that I'm a fucking tree-hugging environmentalist. I care, but not that much. You know, at the end of the day, don't make me uncomfortable. Give me the air conditioning. Give me gas-powered shit. At the end of the day, that's how I feel. The magic misfit is here, and he refers to me as Z Money. Still cracking up about your call with Meathead. Jeremy writes, we already have rolling blackouts when it gets hot and people use their ACs. What's going to happen when half the country plugs their car in at the same time? Well, that's not going to happen. Nobody owns an EV. So few people own EVs, and there is zero chance that they're going to go out of their way to build more infrastructure with these ridiculous charging stations. Kyle says, my husband has a Prius, so I don't feel bad driving a big SUV that only gets 22 miles per gallon. You shouldn't. Okay? At the end of the day, we're all going to die anyway. Rich says, rolling blackouts, where? Yeah, where are these rolling blackouts you're speaking of? Megan says, I have a Prius and a Highlander. It's all about moderation. Yeah, it's like me. We have the hybrid, and then we have my truck, which is a 5.7 liter 350, and then the RV, which is a 7.3 liter V8. It's like 450 cubic inches on that fucking thing. I just got my best mileage on the RV on the last trip back when I was driving the fraud bus. 9.3 miles per gallon. So that if you really, really nurse it, you can get north of 9 miles a gallon. Rich says, as in Texas, they have rolling blackouts all the time. California has them. A lot of the South where it gets ridiculously hot. Our power grid sucks.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
All right. Corey says Honda makes a hybrid Ridgeline now. Is that those trucks? Those Honda trucks? Yeah, I don't know about that. Those aren't that great. Okay. Honest to God, I only have like one more thing to talk about. It's just been so desperately dull in the world. Actually, I take it back. Jim Brady sent something along that I think I need to get to. And I haven't gone over the material that well, so I'm probably going to fuck some of this up. But there is a reboot of the TV show Dance Moms, which was a popular show right around, I think it left the scene in like 2011. So you got kids that are dancing and their moms are cheering them on and shit like that. This is kind of like pageant mom shit. I'm just going to read it and then we'll fill in the blanks. The television show Dance Moms, A New Era, is facing backlash after one of the young dancers was assigned a dance performance. Now, the dance performance has the child dressed up as JonBenet Ramsey. And the child on Dance Moms, A New Era, is supposed to pretend like she's being strangled. Some of you, I hope all of you remember, JonBenet Ramsey was a 6-year-old child beauty pageant princess who was found strangled at her home in Boulder, Colorado in 1996. No one has ever been arrested and the murder has remained unsolved. An episode of Dance Moms, A New Era features 11-year-old Ashlyn Scheide receiving an unusual assignment for an upcoming competition. Quote, you're going to be a glitzy pageant girl. That's who JonBenet was. But then you got kidnapped and murdered. Ashlyn's mother is seen telling her daughter on the show. 11-year-old Ashlyn was alarmed at the details of this. The child said, this is really not for me, but I'll do anything for the win. Ashlyn rehearsed the number with instructor Gloria Hampton and performed the piece at a competition. Viewers of the show, which started streaming on Hulu, are flooding social media with outrage. Viewer Evie Nagy was appalled. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Nagy tells Inside Edition. I was like, that's ridiculous. Dance instructor Hampton recently spoke with Inside Edition to promote her show. She doesn't say anything about this routine. That's it. So I guess the idea is, yeah, we want the kid to. So is the kid like dancing and then like a pair of hands come out of the side and starts choking her to death? How is that a goddamn dance routine? Kyle says this sounds like it was planned as a way to get people to talk about this show. Okay, maybe. You know, I should have seen through that. Jeremy says this is further proof that pageant parents are weirdos. Maureen says that is so gross and disrespectful, without a doubt. Oh, my God. Dance Moms Controversy. John Benet. See if there's an update. There's video for it? I don't know. Everything Wrong. Okay, that's an old video. Okay. Very disturbing, they say. And I don't blame them. You remember Patsy Ramsey? That was the mother. I think she's since passed. Patsy Ramsey, husband. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she died. The husband is John. He's dead. No, wait a minute. I don't know. Is he dead? I don't know. John Benet is dead. We know that. She died. No, the dad is still alive. He's 80. He went to Michigan State. I think he lives up in Traverse City. He attended Okemos High School in Michigan. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still alive. That was the weirdest fucking story ever. How they never found out who did it, I don't know. You know, she'd be like 30 now. All right. So that's a disgusting story. Mason Blue 27 is now following you on Twitch. What took you so long? You've been here watching the show for extended time, and you're now just following me on Twitch? How did that even happen? Jeremy, who is in the chat right now, wrote me a very nice message. Well, it's an uplifting message. It's a nice compliment. This says something to me. When someone takes the time to really drill down on something serious, That's important. Jeremy writes, says, "Hey, EZ, I know I usually crack jokes and send you clips and whatnot, but this time it's going to be a bit different. Sorry, this is all top of my head rambling." It didn't seem that way, by the way. It seemed great. I'm glad you shared this with me. Jeremy writes, "Let's rewind a bit. It's February of 1989. And my mom is 5 months pregnant with the blob of cells that eventually becomes me." Hey, 5 months pregnant? No, you're more than a blob of cells. You're happening. My parents already have a nearly two-year-old daughter who has learning disabilities and ended up spending K through 12 in special education. To add on top of that, in February of 1989... the same time that mom's 5 months pregnant, my dad is diagnosed with testicular cancer. Wow, at a young age, Jesus. After months of chemotherapy, he is declared to be in remission when I was about a year old. Fast forward, 2006. He's an avid bicyclist, gardener, loves being outside. He notices a strange mole forming. That turned out to be cancer. Fuck! But my dad is strong, resilient. He's a stubborn man. He got that mole removed. He kicked cancer's ass again. 2018, his PSA score, which is prostate something antigen, comes back higher than normal, but not in the high range quite yet. Doctors monitor it for the next couple of years. And in mid-2021, he's diagnosed with prostate cancer. Fucking hell. Not many people get cancer three times, much less beat it three times. But my dad is not most people. He gets part of his prostate removed. 6 months later, he's in remission again. Well, his checkup a year after the surgery shows high PSA levels again. Again, more monitoring. And by the beginning of 2024, the doctors decided they need to act again. He was put on testosterone blockers and radiation that ended in the end of June. This week, PSA results are back, undetectable. As of right now, all of the cancer is gone. There's still some monitoring that needs to happen, but I'm cautiously optimistic, more optimistic than cautiously, about his future endeavors. As of right now, he's beaten cancer four fucking times. Incredible. All that being said, my dad is my hero, my best friend, and my role model. If I'm half the man he is when I grow up, then I will be a proud man. It'll be a sad day when he inevitably passes. Going through all of this has been pretty hard for me and my family because we all hold him in incredibly high regard. I want to thank you, EZ, for making me laugh these last few months. You and your show have been a great distraction for me as a truck driver. My mind has a lot of time to wander off into bad places. But being able to laugh with and occasionally at you makes the day go by without my mind venturing into dark places. I can't thank you enough for that. So I guess that's where this email will end. With me just saying thank you. Well, fucking A, star on your forehead for that. That is swell. I can't say enough about how that makes me feel that you would take the time to do that and say those words that you just said. That is a very, very sweet thing you just did. So I got that email in the last 24 hours and then the weirdo one from Jason Bennett. Both, I think, are awesome. Thank you. All right. Not going to lie to you, I have nothing more to talk about. Tofus is here and says Kelly farted. Jeremy says gold star for my dad. Yes, best wishes to your father. Your dad, that is a legendary brand of resiliency right there. If I may, what is his age? I'm guessing by your age, I'll bet your dad is 70 years old, maybe younger than that, maybe 67. Chris says he gets hero of the day. Okay. I wasn't far off. He is 68 years old. Oh, fuck. He's got time to beat cancer at least another eight more times. Oh, yeah. Why don't you look that up? Record for amount of times cancer is beaten. Aram says a lot of nice, warm emails to the show today. Yeah, I'm lucky. I am lucky. All right. We'll get to the asshole of the day coming up. Great idea, though, about hero of the day, Jeremy's dad. Perfect opportunity to talk about estate-wise. If something untimely happens to you, are your affairs in order? Do you have a will? Well, that's fine. But do you have a trust that goes with the will? A trust keeps your estate out of probate. If your estate goes into probate, that's fucked up. Takes time, takes money. Basically, when something inevitably happens, all you want to do is not worry about anything like that. That's why you need to come up with an estate plan. Zach Marco is my guy. He started this company estate-wise for you to do just that. Estate-wise.com is how you can find out more information about estate-wise. I just did this with Zach, and you can do most of it except for the actual signing over the phone or signing in person. You can do it all over the phone. Avoiding probate. As a well-crafted estate plan can help avoid the time-consuming and costly probate process. This allows for a smoother transition of your assets and provides for privacy, because probate is a public court system. This means that your wishes, as intended, will be carried out if you have a well-crafted estate plan, more than just a will. If you're relying on just the state and the court to do it for you, it's going to be a hassle. You got to do this once and then put it to bed. A will versus a trust both serve an important role in an estate plan, but a trust provides the added benefit of avoiding probate. In other words, keeping your final wishes out of the hands of courts and judges. A will is essentially a letter detailing how you would like your estate to be handled, while the trust is an enforceable document that controls how your estate will be handled and distributed. That means if some fuckface family member comes in from the back of the room and tries, oh, no, wait a minute. No, fuck you. Also, power of attorney, incapacity planning, if something happens to you, your wishes, if you are incapacitated medically, who controls your legal documentation, your power of attorney, this is all handled by your estate plan. Reach out to Zach. I want you to text him right now, 616-540-7544. Hi, Zach, this is so-and-so. Easy's talking about you again. I am going to hire you to come up with my estate plan. I'll be in touch. Just let them know that you heard it right here. You see, we're in this butt sniffing phase, with which after the next 3 months, if my audience moves the meter with Zach, he'll be back on this show. And I need Zach on this show. I want this type of partnership on the show. So do it. Reach out to Zach about getting an estate plan, so that your wishes are carried out in the unlikely event of an untimely passing. Do that ASAP. Reach out to him and say hi. All right, there's racing this weekend at Berlin, berlinraceway.com. It's going to be a great weekend. Do whatever you want weekend. Tickets are $14 in advance when you get them online. They're $18 at the door or at the gates. Get them online for $14. 15 and under free. Parking is free. All right, berlinraceway.com. David is keeping me updated on his correspondence with Zach, because he did just that this week, and I appreciate him for it. Easy, I talked with Zach just before the show. I'm sending him my info shortly. Kyle says, can you play Metallica when announcing Hero of the Day? That's a great song. I love that song. I'll probably get some type of Twitch ticket, though. Tophus says, who's Zach? Do you not listen to me? Fucker, I just talked to you. He's my estate planner. Estate-wise. Do you have a plan in place for when you die? About how your wishes are going to be carried out, your will, your trust? If you don't, you need that. You need estate-wise. Zach will do it for you. Dumbass. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling is the greatest. You can find him at aeheatingcooling.net. The cooling season is just about done. The heating season is right around the corner. Get your furnace checked. $79 tune-up. 616-516-8579. That is 616-516-8579. And finally, buy now, refinance later, no matter where you are in the U.S., with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Call Mario at 231-332-6505. Get you into the best mortgage possible. And then after you do that, check in the next year or two when the rates are dropping. See if it's a good idea to refinance. But get the mortgage now. Get in your house. Own the house. And start it out that way. The higher rates means your lending power, your borrowing power isn't as high, but still, get into your house today and make it happen with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. On a short show type of day today, looking for the asshole of the day. Hero of the day is Jeremy's dad, without a doubt. And that email serves as a reminder that this could be every day, that the asshole of the day is cancer. How about that? For fuck's sake, find a cure. Congratulations to cancer for the asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. Bob says your new equipment for destroying everyone's ears. I don't think it's the equipment. I think it's the operator error. Easy, why are you doing Pilates every 10 minutes? It feels good, honestly. All right. As always, thank you for being here, checking out the show. I'm eternally thankful for you. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.